you are a holistic professional who is here to change the world, and your time is now. But how do world-changing holistic professionals grow and scale a thriving business on their own terms, working less than they're working now, without sacrificing their lifestyle and freedom, and actually having the impact their soul desires? Inside this podcast, we dive deep into making this possible for you. Our mission is to help you create a successful million-dollar business so you can have more impact in the world, and that starts with a scalable signature program. I'm Shelley Ryuta. Welcome to the Holistic Millionaire Podcast. Ready to change the world? Let's go. Welcome back, everybody, to the Holistic Millionaire Podcast. So excited to connect with you for today's episode. We're going to be talking about what it means to go all in with your holistic business. Before we jump into that topic, I am leaving today to head to Florida. I'm leaving Madison, Wisconsin, which is bright and sunny, but it is very chilly. It was like below zero yesterday. So I'm super excited to hop on the plane and go to Florida and be with our team for a staff retreat. And then we have the Visionary Builder meeting on Friday and Saturday. So I'm super excited. And just want to let you know that with our podcast, we're going to be just holding space for all of you listeners, that as we are doing the transformative work in Florida, you will be feeling it too. So we want to just take you on that journey of transformation. There's something super powerful about being in the room together and all of the divine unfolding that happens. So we want to just give you just a bring you on that journey, and we will definitely be sharing. For those of you who have not joined us yet in the Rise of the Holistic Millionaire, typically we do two trainings a month, but when I'm traveling a lot, which I am traveling a lot this month, I tend to do series of The Diary of a Holistic CEO. So if you want to see those episodes, those upcoming episodes, I like to give behind the scenes of when I'm traveling, what I'm learning, the breakthroughs, all the things that are going on behind the scenes as we grow and scale our business and as we support our clients to grow and scale their businesses as I'm traveling. Because a lot of times that is when so many shifts happen, is when I go on these excursions of journeys and learn and grow and expand. So I want to just pass that along to you with The Diary of a Holistic CEO. And we are going to be in season two. I have season one already in there. So if you want to hop into the group and just watch those episodes, and then you can join us for season two. So let's dive into the episode today. Our topic is called Going All In. So one of the things that I have seen over the years of working with so many holistic professionals and looking at what is the roadmap to success, it is an attitude of going all in with your holistic business, not holding energy back, going all in, committing 150%. And a lot of times people think they're going all in, but they actually aren't. And it's showing up in their results in their holistic business. So I want to just kind of dive into just kind of laying the roadmap about what does it mean to go all in? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What are the actions you're taking when you're going all in with your holistic business? So the first thing with going all in, what allows you to go all in, is your mission and vision. And I know we talk about it so much in the podcast here, but you have a higher calling with your holistic business, and it is your North Star, and it is your dance with the divine, your co-creation with the divine. It is a higher vision. It is pulling you to that next level. And the more that you're nurturing it, you are thinking about it, talking about it, have your vision board, have it posted nearby, because that is your North Star. And that is what puts the fire in your belly to go all in. You have that mission that is both for your holistic business and the transformation you're supporting with your clients, but also your own life is getting transformed in the process. You are going to higher levels of connectivity with your authentic self. You're expanding your spiritual gifts. You're showing up more powerfully. You are connecting with your voice. You're getting more visible. You're doing all of these things to stretch and grow. And what is going to motivate you is that mission and vision that means so much to you. And I really view that mission and vision as your soul's evolution. Not only are you bringing a world-changing holistic business, but you are evolving your soul. So oftentimes it means something much deeper than what we first initially think when we start to grow and scale our business. This is about you stretching into your fullest potential. This is about dropping old programs and patterns of keeping yourself small and holding back. This is about going all in with your mission, with your soul's evolution. So that's number one, the key and the secret to going all in is really keeping that mission and vision ever present. Number two is going into what does it look like to be 100% committed to your holistic business? Going all in. This is you put your whole body into your holistic business. You're showing up fully. You're showing up consistently. You're showing up visibly. And so what does that commitment look like? So give yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 that you want to say, Shelly, I am all in. I'm 100% committed. I'm committed with my thoughts, with my beliefs, with my actions, with how I'm showing up. I am at a level 10 plus plus. Or you might be at a 2 or a 5 or a 7. I want you just to be honest with yourself. And this is not about self-judgment. This is just really giving a snapshot of, am I really going all in? Am I 100% committed? I was having conversations in the last 2 weeks and I was coaching some of our holistic business school clients and I was catching people just pulling back from their big vision and creating these backdoors and outs for, you know, what they were doing, like a backup plan. And, you know, and I was like, wait a minute, you need to go all in. And one person even said, she's like, I'm buying lottery tickets. And I'm just like, you are the lottery. You are sitting on a gold mine if you went all in on it, right? And this is what we see so many people do who buy lottery tickets, you know. And I really believe if you're a soul of service, you're a holistic professional, you are your own lottery ticket. You can make unlimited money in your holistic business. You can transform hundreds, thousands, millions of lives if you go all in, right? You have to activate that potential by your level of commitment. So are you going all in, 100% committed? Give yourself a rating of 1 to 10. Number three, you have to get comfortable with challenges as you are growing in your business. You cannot falter every time there is a bump in the road. As I was getting ready, as I'm heading out, so many things happened this morning, and I always have to just laugh because, of course, we are on our way to just having all of these breakthroughs with our team, with our clients. I'm going on this big journey of transformation over the next month. Of course, things are going to get challenging and bumpy as the energy realigns. And oftentimes, it is the universe testing in some ways, like, how committed are you? Are you willing to go the course? And sometimes those challenges are also strengthening things that you need internally. The universe is going, ooh, you want to go there? You need, we're going to trigger you and push this button for you so you can heal this, so you can grow, so you can be the person that achieves that big mission and vision. So you need to get resilient. You need to get comfortable with the challenges and really learn and grow from them. I was thinking as I was preparing for this episode, I remember one of our clients in the early days of the Holistic Business School, super successful, super amazing. And I was always amazed by her attitude because when she ran into challenges and when crazy things would happen, she was so positive and she would just stay the course. And she would be like, I'm just going to keep going. And I know I'm going to get to the other side. Amazing things are going to come from this. And sure enough, that is what happened over and over again for her. I remember, you know, there would be like one time I was like, surely she's going to get into a frustrated place or a challenging place. Nope. She just showed up with that big smile on her face and she truly had that faith and trust. And it was really because she stayed connected to her mission and vision. She took the challenges as growth for her and opportunities for her to expand to the next level. So get resilient, get robust with how you're navigating those challenges. And number four, and actually this is a nice segue into number four, is stay positive no matter what is happening. The two phrases that you can say to navigate when things get challenging and bumpy, because they will. If you're going to the next level, you are going to new vibrations, new levels. A lot of times the energy needs to realign. You need to release dense energy of old programs to go to those higher levels as well. So staying positive. Here are two phrases that you can use to really stay positive when things get bumpy and challenging. And one is, everything is always working out for me, no matter what is happening, right? Everything is always working out for me. So that's one. The second one, and I use both of these depending on what's going on. Another phrase you can use is, what amazing thing is going to come from this? What amazing thing will come from this? I remember using this, I think it was maybe 5 years ago, something really, really challenging happened. And I remember taking a big piece of paper out and I wrote that phrase, what amazing thing is going to come from this? And sure enough, just by writing that phrase, staying in the attitude, amazing things did come from that. So staying positive, using those two phrases as you're navigating your expansion and going all in with your holistic business. Number five, watch for signs from the divine reassuring you, giving you the thumbs up, saying you are on track, right? Oftentimes the divine sees what you're navigating and sees as you are going all in. And that's another thing I want to say about going all in. When the universe and the divine sees you going all in, the universe and the divine goes all in with you. You will feel that energy flowing back to you like a tidal wave. And I want you to pay attention. I got a message from one of our clients. This was a few weeks ago. And she just was like, had a moment, you know, where she was in her conditioned self. And she had just this divine orchestration of some real powerful reassurance in the moment. And she was just in a state of joy when she was leaving me the message. And it was that divine reassurance because she is going all in with her business. She is growing. She is rapidly expanding. And the divine was giving her a thumbs up and saying, you, we've got your back. You are doing amazing. Keep going. Oftentimes, when you're in your conditioned self, it lowers your frequency and it will be hard for you to see oftentimes that divine reassurance. That's why we want you to continue to pivot, to go into your authentic self, go into that faith and trust. And it'll be much easier for you to see all the divine signs and orchestration and thumbs up that are coming through from as you go all in with your business. So excited to be on this journey with you. And I can't wait to journey with you in the Rise of the Holistic Millionaire with season 2 of the Diary of a Holistic CEO. So sending you big love, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We are so grateful you're here, taking the steps to become a world-changing holistic millionaire. If you love today's content, leave us a review on your favorite podcast listening platform and share your biggest takeaway. From there, screenshot your review, share it on your Instagram or Facebook stories, and don't forget to tag us. Every single month, we feature an amazing listener of the podcast who's given a review, and we want to make sure to highlight you, so make sure to leave your review. Stay committed to your mission and stay aligned with your authentic self. Together, we can change the world. I'll look forward to seeing you in next week's episode.